You're listening to the D.A. Thompson Podcast, and it's Tuesday, March 9th, 2010. This is D.A. Thompson, a Seattle-based writer, speaker, and musician. The D.A. Thompson Podcast is supported by D.A. Productions, an independent label, production, and publishing company promoting independent perspectives. Today's podcast is My Two Cents Under 2 Minutes. Wake up, I see the Don't spend money. I know, this is obvious, right? You'd think so, but with the amount of businesses who plummet from the echelons of great ideas into the pit of bankruptcy, it seems apparent that it isn't that simple. Far too many entrepreneurs get lost in the big idea, the big numbers, and the big dreams. They seem to forget that in the beginning, and all the way through, cash flow is king. Many people would think it illogical to consider starting a new business that has no overhead attached to it. After all, you need a product, right? And a business needs personnel, phones, computers, internet, office space, heat, etc., right? Perhaps. You might say, but DA, I have to have an office. Where will I do my work? And where will employees work? And I'd probably reply, how about your home? And do you need employees to start? Of course you might respond, but I won't be able to concentrate at home with my kids. And I'd probably respond back, tough noogies. If you can't concentrate there, go to a coffee shop or just tell the kids to play the quiet game. The point is that your principal job as an entrepreneur is to avoid outgoing cash flow like the plague. If it can be done without the expense, then do it. Don't listen to people who will tell you, and believe me, they will, that you have to have this item or these materials or that new thingamabob. As a general governing dynamic, it helps to think in these terms. If it costs you money, then you haven't thought hard enough how to get it for free. Money is just one leverage you possess and the last asset you should tap into. It's not about finding a free lunch, although those are nice. It's about finding somebody who has the asset of lunch and is willing to trade that for the asset of your particular product. There is always, and I repeat, always, somebody out there who can find incentive from the leverages you possess. This is D.A. Thompson, expanding restrained horizons by mind, mouth, and music.
Like a foolhardy lamb to the slaughter, I'll stay.